Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 13th. Joining us this morning, live from
the studio.
KINS Studios, yes. There you go. Greg Foster from REDEC. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm not as coiffed as you, but I'm trying, baby. I'm trying.
When this whole shutdown started, I said, I'm not cutting my hair till it's over. And I didn't think it would be quite this
Boy,
long.
Boy, you're going to look ratty in about a year,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, no, we're going to go do it. We're going to go take care of it.
Yeah, just,
week.
Yeah.
It makes me feel young again to have that long 70s hair.
Well, long in the back doesn't equate to long in the front.
No, that's it. I wouldn't call it a hasty retreat, but a controlled retreat from
migration.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We're migrating slowly. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, I can't quite pull off my high school look.
Winston, why do we say it?
So, no mullet or ponytail, huh?
No.
What could have been? Yeah. Chancery. Why is one of the most punishing holds in wrestling called chancery?
Boy,
I would suspect it had something to do with tortures and dungeons in Middle Ages.
That sounds like a...
It's a humorous reference to the English Court of Chancery, which clung with tenacity and absolute control to any case brought before it, often at great cost and loss of property to the persons involved.
Ah. Okay, boy, that's an esoteric one. Let's mark that one off.
That's called tap out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, I failed to perform. I just stayed on the bench on that one.
Oh, sure. Had to bring up the Supreme Court thing within the first 30 seconds.
Oh, no, I'm talking
nice
sports.
Nice move,
talking
nice
sports.
Move.
Talking sports.
Got a question for you, and I've had a number of people ask it as our area, our communities are seeming to be, and it sounds a little weird, the beneficiaries of the Chinese virus, of the fires, of the civil discord, all that stuff that, and it's showing itself in a bunch of different ways if you start looking at it. However, one of the thoughts is, okay, so if this continues,
right,
whichever way the election goes, somebody's going to be hacked off, right?
Right.
So if this continues... And people continue as an ongoing try to locate here because of our, I hesitate to say normalcy, but let's just kind of use that as a working term. Can we handle based on our infrastructure?
Right.
Will we have the airplanes? We don't have the choo-choo. We have limited boats, but okay, the harbor is there. We've got road access, at least multiples in and out. Today.
Right.
And then the internet stuff.
Right.
Are we ready to grow?
Well, the one thing you didn't say, which I consider part of infrastructure.
Housing. Okay, fine.
Housing. Yeah. Okay.
I remember your eyes rolling back when I said that the first time. And you're not going to use it against me, man.
And we are having this discussion and that word beneficiary, I think, is an interesting one because we said, there are things occurring as a result of a whole number of things, right? And it was already happening to a certain extent. I mean, the housing prices and the real estate, even the commercial real estate.
It wasn't drip. It was a little bit more than that. But now we've got the fire hose open.
Exactly. So in some ways, this not only sort of changed direction in certain areas, I think it's actually accelerated change that was already occurring. And so we are having that discussion. In fact, I'm part of a three-county group that started by saying, how do we market our communities to get folks who want to relocate to come here? And we had a presentation from a local realtor in Humboldt County talking about sales, and we came to realize very quickly. The first meeting.
Don't got Anita?
Right. Just the name of the group was, and the charge of the group was not necessarily relevant. It was about this other thing, which is, how do we accommodate and are we ready? And so, we have a lot of what it takes to get certain types of groups of people here. Now, we don't have as much air service as we did, but we still have, flights to both LA and San Francisco and, the airline industry, and I'll tell you a story in a little bit. Airline industry is you know, rethinking of where they're investing going forward as they, you know, hope to build out of an industry that's now 85% down. But, you know, we had broadband projects that have been completed that are coming, and new ones coming. We do have other big projects occurring. And so we think, yeah, maybe we are, you know, we're pretty competitive, and we can accommodate. But the issue, and this is not just in Humboldt, but Mendocino and even Del Norte, to a certain extent, people I talk to, is like the housing issue. Do we have enough? And do we have it where and how people who might be moving out of the Bay Area or everywhere else want it, right?
Yeah, somebody comes in with $1 million equity.
Right.
Okay, there's only so many bluff homes on Trinidad and in McKinleyville,
right.
And then you start custom building.
So there's that, and there's also, let's say your Twitter employee, you know, who's in their late 20s or 30s, and you're trying to get out of the Bay Area. Do we have what they need as well? They want.
Well, let me ask you then, Greg. If we have the 20 somethings or the 30 somethings
coming,
their income has been at a certain level.
Right.
Pick it, whatever it is.
Right.
Okay, now, when they come here, if they have been out of office, it doesn't matter where they are. They could be in Nebraska or New Mexico or Humboldt.
Exactly.
Who cares? That doesn't change their compensation rate.
And that's, you know, it's...
So all of a sudden, yeah. Now they come here, and they may not have a lot when they show up, but if they're earning six figures, it's not going to take them a heck of a lot of time to be able to get together what they need in order to purchase whatever those homes may have interest in.
Right, and they may want a housing choice that's different than, you know, the suburban whatever, you know. They may say...
No lawns?
Right, well, and yeah exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting to that age, too.
I'm looking forward to mowing the lawn, frankly.
There you go. So,
type of housing as well as housing.
Exactly. Are we ready to provide the environment for them that is what they're looking for, which has a whole other set of things? You know, they like the good parts of living in the city, right? And I'll tell you another story about that when I get back.
All right, two stories when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster from REDEC. Greg, as we went to break, you indicated that you had a story. A
couple stories.
All right.
I started out
Do
as
we
a
need
child.
Popcorn?
Yeah, no. I was born as a baby.
Yeah.
No, two stories, one of which is, and it relates to our attractiveness to a certain young urban professional, for the lack of a better.
Hey, yuppie sounds okay me, baby.
You know, for lack of it's a dated term, but you
now
know,
that we aren't,
right?
Yeah. What?
I'm not
muppy. That would be middle.
No, I'm just tired and old.
I don't know
what I'm.
Tuppy, which
myself.
Is close to Tupperware, which is kind of where we live, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
we're all sealed in our containers now. one is my daughter, stepdaughter, is staying at the house. She was in Manhattan and had a job lined up, and then this whole thing happened, and decided to come back out to here rather than pay, you know, $1,200 a month for a closet and six floor walk up. But you know, she came home one night. It was 8:30, and she's like, "I'm hungry. I need to get something to eat." You know, and I was like, "Well, there's nothing open." You know, and there was like one place in Fortuna, and she said, you know, this is the thing. I mean, she said, there's a lot of things I don't miss about Manhattan, but being able to get dinner almost 24 hours a day inexpensively is, you know, something that she really missed. And so that.
And not necessarily the drive through style.
Exactly. No, good food.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of an indicator of, you know, there is a, we need to be cognizant if we want to be competitive for these folks moving out. And I think about, you know, there's a story of, I think it's Twitter in San Francisco that's saying, you know, do we want to bring all these employees back or do we just give up all this office space that's very expensive? And
yeah, and a lot of guys are opting just to
right
walk and the landlords are choking.
Yep, yep. And so so we're seeing, and it's not just us. I've been on, you know, on calls with other counties where we're seeing where, oh, geez, we need to create a space where these people are going to want to come. So we're going into more of a competitive race potentially for those people. And so we need to have what, you know, we need to understand that market, right? Basic, hey, know your market, right? And so we need to figure out, you know, what those folks want because they are mobile and what they need and be able to provide it. And so we need to understand that market a little better.
So with all of the millions of dollars, sorry, I almost used the Rocks line there. Millions that have been spent. Does Humboldt County currently have an image out of the area as a place not to vacation, but as a place to live?
Increasingly, I think it does, and we think about, you know, again, air service, broadband, you know, amenities, you know, a nice downtown. I mean, we have some issues, obviously, but. You know, I think about 20 years ago what downtown and Old Town looked like, right? You know, the Vance was bored. You know, there's just so much down there that we have now that we didn't have. That it's hard to say that, you know, this is a town that's it's issues. But we aren't, you know, when I started down in Old Town in 1999, of course, I grew up here. I mean, you know, we had to declare up the Daly's building. We had the Vance Hotel was closed. We had, you know, the professional building was empty. We had, you know, we had a lot going on down there. That
glory days,
that
huh?
Did not look good. You know, I was behind what was, remember, the Sawtooth building, right?
Right,
and
that was
right. Just this lineup on Fifth Street of boarded up and broken windows and a decaying building. So we've made a tremendous amount of progress. I think when people come through here, and I'm talking about Eureka, but I think it's other communities as well.
Well, look at McKinleyville's build out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and, you know, we have diversity of neighborhoods, but we also have diversity of communities. In other words, Arcata isn't Fortuna, for example, or Trinidad isn't Ferndale. And so I think you have some choices around there. And so I think we are competitive, not to mention the fact that we're only one of seven counties that are at the minimal level for COVID. So I think that gives us a competitive advantage.
Well, we've got an ocean.
We've got, you know, I mean, we don't.
Those
we don't,
things that people talk exactly. about when they discuss quality of life, and that's, as you know, that's always been a quandary for me. There's a lot of lip service to quality of life, and yet people weren't coming here for quality of life, and yet everybody says the quality of life here is great.
Right, right.
And you go, where is that disconnect?
Well, and I think, you know.
And you've been addressing a lot of that.
Right, and quality of life, of course, is a lot of it is in the eye of the beholder, right? And so some people are going, there's no better place to live than here, and there's others who say there's no worse place to live here. And so, yeah, gosh, people are diverse and different and have different opinions. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we have and need to continue to work on.
Is the lack of retail a concern for those that relocate? I mean, if it was you or me, we're looking and we want a touch, feel, buy.
Right.
But for a lot of other folks, they would rather go on the internet and go ding, ding, ding,
yep,
and have a carton of milk show up.
Yeah.
You know, and not go out and
that's
and
exactly right.
Be. So it's like there's almost two different marketplaces.
Yeah.
Well, we got the one,
right.
But we don't have the other.
Well, and you're exactly right. So it's not only, you know, we have to understand and you know, so much of policy making, I'm not picking on here, but everywhere else is you know, basically older folks making decisions that they're comfortable with, and you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, but you're making decisions to move forward, not stay where you are, right? And so for me, it's kind of a market question, you know, who is it that we want to get here, or what do we want to be, and
yeah, what does our customer look
right,
like?
And what does our customer look like, and what do they want? Well, that's not a politically charged question necessarily.
Shouldn't be. Yeah, it seems like everything is these
right.
days.
Right. True.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We will be back with more from Mr. Foster.
Hi, I'm My name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster from REDEC, one of the sponsors of this very program.
There you go. I think I paid my bill this week, too.
Yeah. Sponsor of 22 of the 23 talk shops every month.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Exactly.
Along with Murphy's Markets, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, CDH Painting, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Greg, you were indicating, as we're talking about the attractiveness of our area.
Right.
Normally, there's a primary magnet.
Right.
Yeah, if you talk to tourists, it's the trees.
Right.
Okay. You talk to locals, you're going to get a mixed opinion just right. because this, right. you know, for many of us, this is normal.
Right.
And everything else out there is weird.
Right, right, right.
Okay, fine. But for somebody looking to relocate, what is the reason? Is it lack of density that's an attractor?
I that's part of it. You know, whether it's lack of density or just access to recreation, you know, that can be two different things, right? You can have a dense town, but, you know, you go to Europe, right? Very dense towns, right? But a lot of space around them that are
right. clusters.
Right. Yeah. And
boy, I haven't said that in a while without a hyphen associated with it, huh?
It's where we live these days.
Well, that goes back about 15 years, doesn't it? Yeah.
But the thing is dependent.
Knocked you off the rail, didn't I?
Well, yeah, because I'm trying to ask. You know, the thing is really depending upon who you're talking about and talking to. And so we go back to the earlier discussion of trying to understand the market. And what's interesting is one of our colleagues who are working on this issue with us, and she's from Mendocino County, is charged with working with and has contacts in and reached out to a number of the bigger tech companies. And trying to get an understanding of what they're willing to support for their employees, right? And so if the tech companies are putting
as an employer base.
Right. And so that's right, important, okay. right? Because it's not only the desire of a person who might work for Facebook or Twitter or, you know, any of these other folks where they want, but also what the company is willing to do to support them and what looking for their employees and making investments. And so we've seen Microsoft in like Snohomish County up in Washington have an agreement where Microsoft's paying for certain things and they can move people out. And so we're reaching out to these companies and say, okay, let's say, if I don't know if it's a satellite office or remote workers or however you want to talk about it, but, you know, what are the things you want to see in a community and, you know, can we provide them? Reminds me of the other story I wanted to tell you. So I had a discussion the other day with United Airlines. And, you know, we're trying to figure out where we're going, you know, where the airline industry is going, where we're going. And they're asking some of the same questions we are, which is really kind of interesting.
Of the employer community?
Where they need to invest in the new air service, you know.
They're just looking for the routes.
Right.
Which ones they bring up faster.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And part of the discussion, we said, and we know that it's hard for you to talk long term because your industry's down 85%. You know, you're barely hanging on.
Long term's next week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're changing schedules almost every day, but certainly weekly. you know, where are you going? And they said, well, you know, it's interesting coming down from the sort of the big guys up top and studying economic, you know, they have to try to forecast where the economy is going and where communities are going to succeed. He says, we are going to be looking at smaller regional airports and small hubs and non-hubs like you guys more than we have, even though they had kind of gone that way, than we did before. Because our demographers, our market people, and they, you know, obviously have some really good ones, are talking about the population shift out to communities like yours already. And so we are starting to think about and plan, maybe that's where we need to go as we rebuild the network. Well, so there's this wave, right? And when I heard that, it was like, oh, so we're not just making it up.
That confirmation.
You know, right, yeah. When United Airlines is, you know, starting to look at their market economy, you know, their market analysis.
So how does Humboldt County, or whatever the goofy name is they have for the airport, stack up against other similar remote-ish community, a Kalispell, Montana.
Right, right.
Versus a McKinleyville, California.
Right.
How do we stack against those, or are we kind of in the same boat, and maybe some of those connections that have never been thought of need to be thought of?
Well, in the great, you know, this, we talk about the benefits of this situation we're in, is it does, you know, like really spur new thinking, right? It's like, you know, what worked may not be working going forward. We have a nice airport facility. We can handle, you know, aircraft
more,
we can handle a lot more. And so, you know, from just an operational standpoint, we're fine. You know, we have some fog, but, you know, I will trade fog for airport closures for clouds of smoke any day.
Or San Francisco.
Right. Or, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there is... You know, that's a vital piece of infrastructure that, because when people move here, and especially if they're younger, they don't want to disconnect, right? You know, some people moved up here, certainly in the 70s, you know, and they said,
we're going to
get up here and we want to just disappear. We're tired of the outside world. Well, I think the probably, and again, we need to test this really by really talking to the market. You know, new people that come up here aren't looking to completely escape from the rest of the world. They're just trying to get away from parts of it, right? And so, or go to something.
So I would think that airplane service is critical.
Yep.
In that equation. Okay. Internet,
broadband.
Okay.
Yep.
Being able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Income, shelter,
that's always true. Yeah,
basic things, that kind of stuff. So how do we stack up? I mean, are we competitive? You know, on a 10 scale,
yes.
Are we a solid 4? 6?
So it depends on who you're comparing yourself against, right? And so we have...
those that the market considers our competition, yeah.
But if you're talking about people, you know, they're used to things like a lot of entertainment, a lot of good food, you know, they have, you know... So you look at all those things that that community wants, we stack up pretty darn well. I mean, I don't want to pick on some other communities...
No, but the live theater is there.
Right. All that stuff. That's important because there's a whole
restaurant
life.
Choices.
Right, exactly.
Yeah after 5 o'clock.
Right. And so we may have to, like, you're right. I mean, people are like, well, where do I get dinner at 9 or 10? Well, you don't, right? Or
But you got some places like Arcata Pizza and Deli that are open until 11 o'clock every night.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are models that are there.
Yep.
Maybe you don't need to be open at 11 in the morning.
Right.
Maybe you start at 3 and you're open until 11.
Exactly. And so I think as we see more of that kind of thing, we become more and more competitive. And we can take that, you know, to the market, however we do that, and say, listen, you're not moving to an isolated town that, you know, has got no movie theater, no live theater. You know, the only restaurant is the diner, although I tend to be a diner guy. you know, you're a long way away from everywhere. By the way, it's hot here in the summer. It's cold in the winter. We have fires. You know, we stack up really well against some of these other places. I mean, you know, I don't want to pick on
you
the
can't skinny dip in the ocean, though. Can't change certain things.
You can if you're tougher than me.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:44.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time, 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster. Greg, two quick things. Housing, we had heard from Miles Slattery from Eureka that there's a couple of parking lots that are going to be converted to high-density, fixed-income, low-income, starter kind of things.
Right, right.
In Eureka, shortly.
Right.
Is that going to help to attract as those folks have those locations and perhaps then the rentals become available for sale and then we've got some housing stock for some of these relocates coming in?
Yeah, and I think there's two important things about that kind of housing. One of which is, especially where they're putting it in Old Town, I think, or potentially putting it, I think is really important because that's going to create traffic down there, create people down there, and you know, beautify those lots. So inventory clearly is an issue. The other big issue is, you know, a lot of our low-income housing has been very important, but it's very restricted, right? And so we do need some housing that gets going, that people who are sort of at that 80 to 120% median level can move into too, right?
Right, right.
The market rate, if you want to call it that. And then we have, you know, huge opportunities coming that I think are going to bring in a lot of investment. The fish farm, the fiber optic line coming from Singapore. Those are going to be major capital infusions, and I think will really put us on the map because those are some of the biggest projects on the West Coast.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, thank you. Right,
ended on a swing up.
Boom.
Gotta love it.
Always a silver lining guy.
See everybody tomorrow.